1957.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, October 9th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you know the routine, listeners, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go check me out on my Facebook, become a networker, a friend, a doer of the word, and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Indeed it is.
And you know what? Conservative Action Alerts just posted another commentary. Folks, it's happening on a daily basis. Different outlets are picking up all of the commentaries. This latest one was the one that you can check out on Facebook at The Sons of Liberty, Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. We'd love you to like it and join us. And folks, it's more important to get out and do and bring action. I was talking to a handful of Tea Party groups again this morning, things that we're going to possibly be doing in the future here, and we're going to let you know when those happen, where we're going to be in. Of course, we'll post all of the photos and the videos on there. But these folks are saying, listen, we don't want another speaker. We don't need to get pep-talked again. We need to be able to bring forth action. I said, exactly. And we have limited time. Nobody's looking for another speaking gig. What we're looking for is the results and the fruit. And I think we're seeing it throughout this country. We're seeing the results of it. This administration is done. Their people are done. The media is done. Well, if people will stick to their guns and continue to follow through on what everybody knows.
They don't know how to tell the truth. They just absolutely do not know how to tell the truth. And they got a bunch of media talking heads where their brains are in someone else's head. And by the way, it's not Barack Hussein Obama's head. Mm-hmm. It's the George Soros heads that they're talking. Yep. He's just the ventriloquist.
That's right.
But the bottom line is these people do not know how to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. We're hearing now. And by the way, again, here we are again telling you I told you so. You know what? The world's catching up to the spirit of Christ because we've been talking about this for a long time. Yep. What everybody's talking about now. They're false polls. There's voter fraud like crazy going on. By the way, the state of Minnesota, to their shame, is number one in voter fraud. You have the polls, by the way, the pollsters now, because it's not working for the commies, the ones that are destroying your country, folks, the ones that you are allowing to destroy your country. You know, the CNNs, the CBS, the ABC, the MSNBCs, you know, those guys and all their little cohorts that are just willing to go ahead and help Barack Hussein Obama destroy your country. Well, now the polls don't work for them. Why? Because they're not winning the day. And I'm not saying, again, you, folks, you know where I'm standing on both sides of the issue here. But I am simply saying this. I'm a Christocrat. I'm a preacher. I care about the truth. I care about freedom and liberty. And the only way to whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And what sets men free? The truth.
That's right.
I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. And that's what's missing in the equation. But what's interesting here is the pollsters now, for some reason, the pollsters, because they're in favor of Willard Romney, now all of a sudden they're no good anymore. Now all of a sudden the communists are questioning the polls.
Oh, really?
Well, folks, we've shared this as well so many times that, oh, it's neck and neck and it's neck and neck. What are you talking about? Who said that? You're listening to the people that have a less than a 21% approval rating that are talking about how it's neck and neck. And by the way, Fox is no different. Man, I'm sorry, friends. The more I listen to O'Reilly, I can handle the guy for about 2 minutes. I mean, the guy's seriously, majorly deceived. And he calls himself a conservative. I mean, probably he can probably get away with that today. But 10 years ago, he'd have been laughed out of the water as a conservative.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just to name one of them. Here's another one. What is the big deal with Ann Coulter? She's arrogant. What validates her? Who are these people that are there talking heads? And folks, this is the best that you say that you've got. What validates them? Arrogance? The rhetorical circle? The redundancy? The dog chasing its tail and it never just catches up? Don't you want leadership, friends, that bring about resolve? I mean, that's what I would like to see, is I would like to see real leadership. And let me tell you, friends, I'll be the first one to get behind it. And I am. And his name is Jesus Christ. And that's what we're missing in this country. But look what's going wrong now. Everything's going south on Obama. And let me tell you what, friends, I mean, everything is going down the spiral for this individual and his administration. The man does not know how to tell the truth. And I'm absolutely amazed that these little minions of his, wow, how shameful, how low can you go? You have these little minions, these little puppets, these little talking heads, these little ventriloquists for Obama. It doesn't get any lower than that. Listen, it doesn't get any lower than a snake's belly, friends. How do you possibly work for somebody that you know is lying to you? How can you be on the same side? You're going to share the same fate. I can guarantee you that. Rest assured. He who sells out the truth of the kiss, friends, at length will hang himself. And rest assured, it will happen. You reap what you sow. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you some insurance claims. As few words as possible. Well, some of the excuses when they file for their insurance claims. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got off on a little tangent. We wanted to thank WYPV 106.3 FM in Onaway, Missouri. Michigan. Sorry about that, guys. No offense. On either side of the fence. Hopefully they're friends. But they just picked us up as well. FM. Cool. That means they get stereo.
That's
Bradley,
right.
Dean, and Jake McMillan.
Stereo Sons of Liberty.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's pretty special, especially for their families.
Special.
Hey, folks, really quick, we're in Minnesota here, and there's a big debate. And keep in mind, again, as I said prior to this segment, Minnesota is number one in voter fraud to their everlasting shame, and they got a guy named Mark Ritchie, who's the Secretary of State, who's attempting to help them along. And there's also an issue of homosexual marriage in the state of Minnesota. By the way, he's also trying to help them along, too, by rewording the amendment?
What exactly was on the ballot, but then he got sued and he had to change it back.
So the people stood up and they shut him down again. Yeah, he needs to be because
he's... The good Catholics.
Yeah, so the good Catholics. But Star Tribune, again, interestingly, I'll go back and then I'll come to this point, okay? So I hope everybody's with me. Last week, when Obama got smacked, I mean, he was put over Romney's knee. Let's just put it that way. And again, folks, I have nothing for Romney. Zero zilch. Look at his record. Absolutely nothing. That's where I'll leave it for you, okay? But the very next day, all of a sudden, unemployment was way down in the state of Minnesota. The very next day, for 4 years, jobless rate was just shooting the star. I mean, it was just out of hand, you know? I mean, everywhere you look, the firmament was filled with people that didn't have a job.
Wow.
Just think about that.
The firmament filled, too.
Everywhere, right?
Everybody's looking for a check.
Yeah, well, that's right. And there's 47 million of them that are getting checks, right? So in saying that, the Star Tribune, the commies in Minneapolis just had a report that unemployment was way down. What do you think of that, Jake? Look at the timing. For 4 years, it was just terrible. It was over the top. And
now it goes
he gets
up.
Spanked. Can you hear
in
Obama in the background? Can you... Oh, I hear that. What happens after they get smacked? They come on. We're trying to help you along here. All right, she's not her head, friends. Jerry, that was Obama, right?
Hey, Kirtle.
Hey, Obama, it's time for you to go home. And he's thinking to himself, where did I tell everybody my home was? Am I from the Middle East or am I from Chicago? All right, so in the meantime, so the Star Tribune's right there to help him along. And then all of a sudden, the state of Minnesota starts standing up all over the state here. And, of course, we were at the head of that, telling people just to, in the United States, just merely look at Canada. That's all you need to do. You can see what this is really about. You know, they want to lower the anal consent for down to 14 years old over in Canada after they implemented an unlawful act called homosexual marriage. Mm-hmm. And the first thing the state did is came in and attacked the church and then homeschoolers. That's what it's really about, friends.
That's right.
And then they tell their kids, you can't teach kids that homosexuality is a sin before God. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, aside of that. So here comes the communist Star Tribune. They're right behind them, hand in glove. So what they do is because they're getting stomped, literally stomped in the state of Minnesota, right? I mean, that's the truth.
That is the truth.
And that's not using deceptive means. And in the process, what they do, if they're not taking down your signs saying to vote yes, I mean, I'm sorry that we're this far, friends, but then they have to have their little commie friends, their little radicals, they're little anarchists, they're little antinomianists, and they're having them go around pulling up the signs, but they only prove the points, of course.
Yep.
But here comes the Star Tribune. Carrie, do you want to go ahead and share? Producer Carrie Ann has something she wants to share.
Well, this was actually a video piece that they do on the Star Tribune, a news report where they're attacking the Archbishop Nienstedt.
Yes.
Because he was the forefront for the party or for the
for marriage.
For marriage amendment.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
He was the forefront and he's leading the way, and so of course they attack him saying he's divisive and he's being watched by the Vatican.
Yeah, watched by the Vatican.
And they're doing what with that?
Interesting. Well, what
like
they,
the like the homosexual
winning,
lobby likes the Vatican.
So what does the Communist Star Tribune do? The Communist Network here in Minnesota?
The Red
what do
Star.
They do? What do they do? They put on the front page of the paper, just vote no. Would they probably got all five of them? Put them in a circle, and then they closed it up and took
op.
A tight. That's right. You take the pictures, and I'll attempt to pass homosexual marriage.
Attempt.
Right.
Keyword.
So it's interesting. Now they're attacking. Listen to me, all you good Catholics out there. Now they're, listen, the state-run media, the communists themselves are attacking and attempting to vilify the Catholic Church in the state of Minnesota. I wonder how that's going to work out for them. Do they not prove the point?
Yep.
And let me tell you, on the other side of that, friends, from an outside perspective, looking in, are you waiting to be attacked? Because you are being attacked. Hmm. And they prove the point as to the topics that we hit every day on this radio program.
Yep.
They are telling on themselves 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we need to do is go pull the curtain back. Look who's behind him, because we already know that the Star and Tribune went broke. You know, it's interesting. We have a blogger sphere here in the state of Minnesota. We call them the ground feeders.
Yeah.
They used to have decent reporting. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Star and Tribune has now become who they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they had very little credibility. Now they have completely none.
Yeah.
But they keep attacking the family.
Mm-hmm.
They keep attacking the church.
The basic unit of
society. So
who's
the problem at length? God is the problem.
Yep. That's what they're at war with.
They are at war with God.
That's the basic fundamental part of society is the family and the church. That's what started society. That's what keeps society strong. Those two aspects. So they're going after the destruction of everything that you enjoy in America that's founded on those foundations.
Your constitution.
Yep.
The way of life as you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you know in this country, they want to eradicate it.
That's what they're attacking. That's what a nihilist is.
I could get into the Communist Manifesto and all their planks.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, folks, you would be appalled.
Yep.
You'd be absolutely appalled.
It's a playbook.
Oh, it is.
And right now, what you're seeing, just what they let out of the curtain, isn't there's a bigger plan to all of this. Some people say, well, it's just going to stop here.
Nope.
No, this is just like step two or three or four or five. There's many more steps.
If
this
they
is a
feel your steel, they will retreat.
They always do.
That's right. But if they don't feel your steel, you only encourage them because they feel your mush.
Yep. You know, I was just reading this morning, I got a quote book by JFK, who was the Democrat of Democrats, and I talked about it a little bit yesterday. This man was the Democrat. He was the champion for the poor. If you want to say DFL, he was the man. Now, if you took a DFLer from this present day and age and stacked him up against that, you would say Mitt Romney would be liberal compared to what JFK yep. was. Yep. And this is the whole progression. He said duty is not to our party alone. This was JFK saying it. Yep. You'll never hear a Democrat say this today. But to the nation and to all men, our duty is not merely preservation of political power, but of peace and freedom. And whose peace and freedom? Again, that's God's peace and freedom.
He's also the guy, Jake, that said, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. You are literally seen in high schools across this country with signs that say, no, go ahead and ask.
Yep.
So, folks, but the question is, at the end of their agenda, where does the money come from?
Mm-hmm.
They self-destruct. Yeah, nobody thought that. That's right.
That's right. And so when you have a system that's set up right now as it is, what it does is it creates darkness. Now, in that darkness is your opportunity to bring forth light. You don't want darkness so you can bring forth light. That's not the objective here. But just like there's a gentleman today who just endorsed the other side. He wasn't endorsing Obama. He did the last campaign. He was happy that we elected a black man. And this is a musician.
So was I, by the way.
Totally. Yeah. And he yeah. said, I just wish he would have did better. And he said it again. I think he repeated it twice. But he went on to say, you know, I may get flack for this. I may lose some fans. But he basically disassociated himself with the party, and he endorsed the other party on this, thinking he was going to lose fans. That's not what's happening,
folks. No, that's
right. You're
going
to gain it. Just look at Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, when I looked at the comments on this article, a guy said, you ain't losing any fans. I'm going to the store right now to buy your album.
Amen.
So that's what happens. When you stand for truth and right, you have nothing to be scared of.
That's real leadership.
It is.
Yeah.
And you can't.
You have nothing to be afraid of if you're willing to lose your life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because your life is already lost. But the point is, if you can get through the fluff and through the smoke, which is generally what it is, one or
Turn
two things
TV
emotions.
Off. Yeah.
And here's the other thing is, you wouldn't stand because you get more fans, because you'll never stand because you care about people. You'll stand just because it's in your heart to stand, period.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to.
Jake, remember that guy that you said just the other day, he had actually called you up or he sent you an email and he said, I listen to you guys every night because every time I listen to you guys, I leave with hope.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
That was basically what he said in a nutshell. I actually didn't talk to him that day.
How could we be on the radio and be Christians and not offer hope in Christ?
Mm-hmm. And that was what
we
he was saying.
We couldn't be. That'd be a lack of Christianity.
And that's what he was saying was the difference between our program and most programs is that Christ is at the end of it, Christ's hope.
Yeah.
And Christ's hope isn't bury yourself or wait for Jesus to come back. It's go on and get active. And
yeah.
how few people have the blend of both. Some say go out and get active, but they forsake God. It's all about libertarianism or whatever it
yeah.
is. For the sake of the Constitution.
Well, libertarian, there's no difference between them and the communists because at end's length, there's no power and you're going to lose.
You worship a tyrant and it's idolatry. That's right. So when you put Christ in that seat, that's where you have your victory and your hope.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about insurance claims and their excuses. Promise. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We also want to thank 102.3 FM Oklahoma City, which is carrying us as well. Just called in, let us know. Folks, we're all over the place out there. We just don't always know where at. But we just want to thank all you guys out there and you girls out there for backing the message and the foundation of who we are and what it is that our forefathers gave us through Christ Jesus our Lord, like it or not. Amen. If I was in a black church, they'd all be standing up saying, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bring it on, brothers.
Hallelujah.
But we just wanted to give you guys a shout out and tell you thank you very much. Again, so anybody else out there hearing us outside of Genesis Communication Network online, and you're driving around and you're listening to us, let us know. Because a lot of times these people come up and they rob our message. I'm totally playing.
Also, like
that was a little over the top, but
also like to thank those Swedish followers of the Sons of Liberty that stopped by the office the other day.
Carrie Ann's in the back.
My heart is populated.
You know, Carrie Ann, I posted her yesterday, by the way. If you guys want to see who Carrie Ann is, you've been with me for a long time.
I can send all an autograph.
And this is how I met Carrie Ann. I started going to this, a youth pastor asked me to go to a church. And, and he had those little square, freakish, effeminate glasses. He did. Can't stand that.
Stands for the square glasses.
That's exactly right. And all of a sudden, this girl, I every time I'd look to the left, she'd be staring at me. And I'm thinking, okay.
She's pretty scary,
no,
actually.
It happens all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I go home, and my wife just literally stares at me and said, honey, why don't you take a picture? It lasts longer. So she does. She takes pictures. As a matter of fact, she's listening to my voice right now with a picture of me standing there as to, you know,
who the one is talking.
As if I'm still at home right now. It's blown up, human size and everything. But that's how I met Carrie Ann, and Carrie Ann's still here. I can't get rid of her. And I'm glad we couldn't get rid of her. I think she's good stuff.
Did you hear that, Carrie?
She's never recording of it.
Yep.
Ooh. Heather's shamefully hiding her face right now, saying, I know he'd never say that about me. And I look at her and say, you're exactly right. I never would. Maybe Jake can.
Why don't you surprise her and say something like that?
When the price is right, we can work something out. But let's get to this really quick. Is that all right?
Sounds good.
He's got it notched, folks. He's got it in his belt. What Jake does, just so everybody knows, he gets angry about things. He's like an angry elf.
You wouldn't like
and
me
at times what
angry.
Happens is he laughs about it on the air, and I know I can just discern it right when it goes in. Ooh, that one bothered him. So what I do, and as faithful as I am to Jake, is I take that, which offended him, like a knife in his side, and then I turn the knife real slow on the air.
Sounds creepy.
Wow.
That's exactly
that?
What...
Yeah.
Or sometimes you just take the knife and... stick it in there
just
when nothing matters,
just,
and then you crank it a little bit. And
just
then it's a,
just for the
matters.
Fun of it, because I want to make sure there's life.
Life.
And the way that you know that there's life is just people get offended by you.
Or you crank in a knife and then turn it.
Yes. All right. You ready for this?
Insurance claims.
Insurance claims. Excuses. Coming home, I drove into the wrong house and collided with a tree that I didn't know I had.
Because you're in the wrong house.
These are claims, insurance claims.
Well thought through.
Here's number two. The other car collided with mine without giving warning of its intentions.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
That's what I was thinking.
That's perfect.
Number three. I thought my window was down, but I found out it was up when I put my head through it.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Okay. There's no cars in
and
Oz.
Here's the deal, Carrie.
It's getting kind of redundant.
It totally is. And you can only... milk a cow for so long.
That's true. And when they're dry, they get irritated.
Yep.
You need bag balm.
Yep.
And you put
sooner
that
or later, you're going to have to kick the stool from under.
That's right. Yeah. Give it a rest.
Because you can't milk dry udders.
No.
All right.
Irritates.
Number five, a truck backed through my windshield into my wife's face. These are insurance claims, friends. Number seven, the guy was all over the road, and I had to swerve a number of times before I hit him. Okay, I don't think that's really funny. Okay. Number eight, I pulled away from the side of the road, glanced at my mother-in-law, and headed over the embankment.
This is the mother-in-law's fault?
Apparently it was.
Yeah.
You know what the problem with America is? It's never our fault. And that's the problem, because once we can admit that we're in error, then we're going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never grow outside of that. Moses was the meekest.
Okay.
Moses was the meekest man alive. Meek is power under control. But look at Moses was called to do, to confront Pharaoh, who wouldn't take the wrong.
It seems to me when you go out and you confront and you bring forth action, that brings all the humility in the world because it's not something you're asking to do.
But Jake, I'm trying to inadvertently talk to you on the radio right now. Are you hearing me?
Conversation?
I am. I'm talking to you,
well,
dude.
I'm following with you.
I mean, the guy acts like I'm talking about somebody else.
It's a special conversation with me and you.
It always is.
Always special?
Yes.
So I don't have to pay for these anymore?
These are incentives. Your parents pay me more every time I bring these kind of things up.
That's right.
And it's great.
Thank you, Mom.
Insurance claims. Number 10, I had been driving for 40 years when I fell asleep at the wheel and had an accident. Number 11, as I approached the intersection, a sign suddenly appeared where... no stop sign had ever appeared before. Wow. You think you just...
a surprise
probably,
stop sign.
I mean, like, things never change or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 12. My car was legally parked as it backed into the other car. Just think that one through. That doesn't quite make any sense, does it?
No. I'm not sure many of these really make sense.
No, I'm trying... I told Heather, I said, listen, insurance claims.
Yeah.
The ridiculous...
This is why they need money to pay for their accident.
Well, I mean...
This is why...
Haven't you ever seen the videos on these? These people that claim that they're hurt, their backs are hurt, their necks are hurt. They have these little neck braces on and they walk around like some sort of invalid.
Yep.
You know, inapt to deal with themselves. They got to have people carry them along.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's vacation time and they're getting all these checks from the insurance company, the insurance company have the wits. Yes, they are. Or skiing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the insurance guy sends a little guy with this little camera. And
see, that's the kind of stuff that I was looking for, but
yeah.
Your wife didn't deliver.
Yeah.
All right.
That's not a good delivery.
No. Number 13, an invisible car came out of nowhere, struck my car, and vanished.
Invisible car?
Really?
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Struck the car and vanished.
It sounds like, I don't know, like a lot of the homosexuals that create these hate crimes.
Yeah.
They get all these people hating on it, but nobody knows where they're at. And then when they put a camera up, they find out that they're actually doing it to themselves.
It was them.
It was them.
That mean note was actually them.
Are you seeing this? Are you seeing a reoccurring cycle with this, by the way? At any degree, are they willing to create hate crimes?
Yep.
So they can blame somebody else. But see what's happening, folks, is people are getting involved and they're finding out that they're the ones creating the hate crimes.
That's right.
I love that. That's wonderful. 14, insurance claims. I told the police that I was not injured, but on removing my hat, found that I fractured my skull.
Oh, tough to miss something like that.
Whew. Get that guy some bear aspirin. Cracked his skull?
Seriously?
Yeah. Went ice skating last week with my little boy.
Your skull?
My little boy, 7 years old, ice skating. I think he's going to be a hockey player, right? And serving Christ in that arena. And he hit, and it's like, ooh, honey, I told you, be careful when you hit the ice. But boy, it sounded like it hurt.
Very forgiving.
No.
Luckily, he's only seven, though. They bounce back pretty
they're resilient.
Well.
Mm-hmm. I think they think they're impervious to pain.
Ooh.
Did you like that?
I liked impervious.
All right. 15, insurance claims. The pedestrian had no idea which direction to run, so I ran over him. You can run, but you cannot hide.
Yeah.
.com.
From that car.
That's right. And God.
Be careful.
Yep. Number 16, I saw a slow-moving, sad, old-faced gentleman as he bounced off the roof of my car.
That one's true.
That's not even...
That was the worst one.
That's bad.
Yeah.
It's your wife's fault.
That's a bad
one. Now, if it was my fault, I would say that was my fault. It's my fault for trusting your wife
to get this?
To bring forth the right content. Number 17, I was thrown from my car as it... I was thrown from my car as it left the road. I was later found in a ditch by some straw cows.
Stray cows.
You're correct.
I know.
I thought it was straw.
It's okay.
I mean, S-T-R-A-W spells stray now, I guess.
Stray cows.
S-T-R-A-W spells stray. Here, go ahead and read for yourself.
No, I believe that's straw.
Straw cows. It is straw.
Woo!
But it says stray. I was almost
thinking.
Now,
when it comes down to when you are wrong and you refuse to admit that you're wrong.
There's no growing.
No, then what you do is you just say, hey, go ahead and read for yourself. Right. As to convey to the listener that Bradley's right and you're probably wrong.
I'm always the wrong
one. That's not true.
Well,
that is not true.
Almost.
When it comes to the Constitution, you know you're crap, dog.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's always room to learn and grow. As some of these guys would bury you. But the point is, if you don't have Christ at the center.
I thought about that. What do you mean? You always know when a stick is crooked by laying a straight one next to it. Mm-hmm. I thought about all this Herodian talk, all this political talk.
Yep.
Friends, they don't even know what they're talking about 90% of the time. Look at Pelosi.
It's because they got the source wrong.
If you bring up the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights next to Pelosi, she would not know how to respond. Mm-hmm. She just knows how to talk, government talk, and they're gibberish, which makes no sense at all.
Yep.
And they know it.
And they study it to pervert it, which is why most
That's all they want to do.
Attorneys study law is so that they can learn how they can pervert it or get around it so that they can
And
get
hopefully
the
that's
bucks.
Changing. Hopefully that's changing.
And in the Constitution, if you don't have the right source, you're always going to be perverting. And that's the thing that people need to realize. The source is God. It's God's law. The rule of law is based off of law, which is given to us by God. If that's not your foundation, you're always going to stray and get it wrong. Just like countless countries that have copied our Constitution word for word, yet it's failed. Why?
But you have Ginsburg today, speaking of which, she goes over to the Mideast and she says, you don't want our Constitution.
Yeah,
I say, Mrs.
Way.
Ginsburg, then let's get you a ticket.
Yeah.
Today,
in Egypt.
We don't have to wait. We can do this right away for you, you
Take
little wrinkled bag. And the bottom line is this. In her confusion, what does she do? She speaks the truth.
She tells you what's on her mind.
And back to the point of politicians, again, they get you asking the wrong questions. I don't have to worry about giving you the
right answer.
No, no they don't.
Or
you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about IRS and pastors. And then I'm going to give you an analogy of a man that did trust God. Cool? Be right back. 1-877-807-9977.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Preaching about scriptural principles and applying them to the positions of candidates for public office is not political speech. It's core religious expression from a spiritual leader to his congregants.
And it's their duty.
And it is their duty. That's exactly, because they are moral issues.
Yep.
They call them social issues as if to say the church has no business talking about them. Mm-hmm. Well, then let me ask you something, commies. Where's lines between church and state in its proper perspective?
Right. Why are they talking about?
That's what
about
limits it? You. You have it completely backwards. Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislature, and enforced in courts of justice. That's exactly right, because what is the originator of law? I was listening to you last night. That was great stuff, by the way.
God is the originator of law. There is no law outside of God. And if you don't have that as your basis, then everything is going to constantly change. No matter if it's good or bad today, it will always corrupt, because God is the only thing that does not corrupt.
Cool. Now listen, this is according to Eric Stanley, senior legal counsel with the Alliance Defense Freedom, which reported today that nearly 1,600 pastors of churches across the nation participated in its pulpit initiative this past weekend. Now, I'm just curious, where are the other 299,000 pastors at?
Yep.
That are allowing babies to be slaughtered in the wall? We all know who's going to be swept up into judgment.
That's right.
But as D. James Kennedy rightly told me, you know, where are those 300? Why are those 300,000 pulpits being silenced? He's asking the question. You are the watch, church.
That's right.
Let me go on.
You're accountable for it.
The pastors on purpose deliberately applied biblical perspectives to the position of candidates for public office in defiance of a regulation adopted by the Internal Revenue Service. Why would they be shutting down the church? I didn't know that that was their business.
No.
I didn't know that that was their purpose.
Congress should make no laws.
Thank you. Well, let's just overlook that.
Could that be the IRS? Are they part of...
Well, are they being used as a strong arm to shut up opposition because they don't like him? Of course that's what Obama's attempting to do, friends.
Yep.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. None, zero, zilch. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble, and to petition the government for redress of grievances. What were you
going
to say?
I was just going to say, in Ezekiel, it says in chapter 33, this is going to these pastors that are taking it up and taking, how many was there, 2,000 you said?
No, 1,600.
1,600 churches actually taking the word.
1,000 churches.
1,600. What a joke.
What a joke.
I mean, that's probably what?
This is, now, if your pastor's not a part of this, you might want to ask him the question why that is.
That's exactly right.
And they're probably big name supposed church leaders that are bringing you nowhere, except to the golden calf.
32 churches per state in our country.
Yeah.
Is who's speaking up on this.
That's all
churches.
The Lord needs, though, and praise God for them.
And boy, I'll tell you what, they are going to make a huge and a devastating impact to the kingdom of darkness just to prove the point. That's all the Lord needs. There's not many.
Let me give one more point. We'll take some phone calls here. The pastor deliberately applied biblical perspectives to the position of candidates for public office in defiance of a regulation adopted by the IRS, the 1954 Johnson Amendment. Now, does anybody know what that amendment was about? Johnson wanted to shut up his political opposition friends.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're getting today...
Southern Baptist.
Go ahead.
It was a Southern Baptist down in the Texas area when he's running for Congress. The man was a crook, and he was being exposed by who? Churches.
Yeah.
I mean, who else is supposed to be the light in a dark world to be able to see what's crooked? Well, the church does. So they start talking about it. These nonprofit organizations start talking about it. We don't want a crook to be in Congress. So what he does is right away when he gets in Congress, and he did this quite a bit, and it's pretty awesome how the Lord actually used him to ramrod through the liberties for black folks, because on the other side of it.
Because Kennedy left them undone, that's right.
He was very slick at moving things through. He moved this through to silence his political opposition.
That's right, until MLK then turned
right.
on him
exactly.
for the war. So God had it all worked out from the very beginning, because what Johnson was doing is trying to make friends on both sides of the aisle just for the purpose of being everybody's man.
That's right.
What's interesting, too, is it was also Johnson during the Vietnam War that said he lost the country when he lost Walter Cronkite. So, friends, that should show you that's exactly right. Thank you very much.
So who do these people use? They use, obviously, the propagandists to prop up what they're doing.
I think so.
But this is I just wanted to bring this to Scripture, because pastors and people of the cloth, if you will, you need to understand this. And people that are Christians in general. This is when the Lord is talking to Ezekiel, and he's talking about the watchman. He said, whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and takes not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood is upon his own head. In other words, we are the trumpeters on the wall. When we see the sword coming on our land, we see evil wickedness, we blow the trumpet. If people don't listen, that's their deal. But then if you go on a little bit more, he that heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost speak to warn the wicked from his ways, he's talking to you, men of the cloth, Christians, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. If you say nothing, you're accountable for that. Wow. You are accountable for that.
Folks, this is much entertainment. We got to be on TV for these people.
But if you don't, these wicked men, sure, they're going to perish. And wicked men will. And hey, we got a wicked administration right now. There's a lot of wickedness in America.
Yeah.
But it's not just them that gets judged. It's the good that get judged doing nothing. It's like what Christ said to the Pharisees, as I said yesterday. You have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, faith. Mm-hmm. It's what you're not doing. It's not what you're doing. You look good out there. You got your church services. You're tithing. Good for you.
Yeah.
But now what aren't you doing? That's what I'm going to judge you for.
Where's your heart at?
That's right.
You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Brian, Austin, Texas, Bradley, and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, sir.
Thank you guys for having me on. I listen to you a lot. Absolutely pleased with what you guys do, and I do want to thank you for your work.
Cool.
I wanted to bring some to your attention because I listen to you almost every day, and I hear this same theme, a recurring theme of truth and scriptural truth and all these things. But I have a question for you, my two brothers. Why are you not using the Father's name, the Son's true name? When you use Lord, God, Christ, all these things, they're from the Roman Catholic Church, which is straight out of paganism. Restore his true name if you're going to use truth. It is Yahuwah and Yahusha. Exodus said he will come in my name, Yah, the baseline of the family.
You know, can I say something?
Yeah, Brian,
reach out and use his actual name instead of these pagan
names. I understand that, Brian, but you know what? You're kind of straining at the gnat while you swallow the camel. Because
yeah.
This is how I look at it, bro, is when I read the word, if it was good enough for John Wesley and it was good enough for Charles Spurgeon and Smith Wigglesworth and our forefathers and John Wycliffe and Martin Luther and all the way back to the beginning of the church, it's good enough for me. And I'll tell you what, if he didn't answer my prayers, then I would say something's ajar. But outside of that, I'm cool.
Can I
yes,
respond
you can.
To that?
Yep.
Okay, so, no harm, no foul. But you're saying that it's good enough for you for these men. Yahuwah, the Creator, has no gray area. He's not going to say, well, you chose the side of these good guys because they did a little bit of good stuff, but then a whole lot of bad stuff. His name is one name. There is no substitute name, and when you do that, you break the second commandment. You take it in vain.
Yeah, okay.
All I have to say.
Okay, no. Hang on, Brian. I and I'm with you. I understand that. And as a matter of fact, I'm the first one to bring down the sword. When you look at different denominations, because we have one Lord, if you listen to us day by day, you know that's exactly right.
But I have one Messiah. I don't have a Lord. Lord equals Baal.
Okay, well,
look at your history and look at your truth. I have a Messiah.
Okay.
As you do, you just don't use his name.
Let me finish my point here. My point is who are we all following?
The Messiah.
Thank you. And what's is his name Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, or is that not right with you?
No, his name is over 7,800 times in the Hebrew Scrolls, as well as the Father's was 6,800 times. It was taken out through all these translations, not transliterations. Okay? He has an actual name. We are commanded to use his name. Through history, man has taken out his name for one purpose, so that we would never have that true connection. That's where my journey began, that's where it all began, and that's where it all became crystal clear.
So
I'm not knocking you. I'm
no. I'm with you too, Brian.
Hang on, Brian.
Let's get this straight. I heard you for
Absolutely.
2 minutes now. Now, where did that originate from? What you're talking about?
Where did the name originate?
Yeah. Is that Hebrew? Is that Latin? Is that what?
What is a set apart tongue?
I'm asking you a question.
It originated from the Hebrew scroll.
Thank you. Are we in the Hebrew language, or are we speaking the English language?
What is the set apart tongue? Do you know that?
Bro, you know what? If you came up to me and you just started talking about Jesus and you started throwing that on me, you'd freak me out, dude. You really would.
That's my point. I'm trying to freak you out because you're not aware of what you're saying every time.
No, what I'm trying
you
to tell you.
You are a messenger. You have been blessed with a message. You've been blessed with a voice.
Well, then you know what, Brian, what we need to do, this is what I think, is what radio station you on, because I want to listen to you.
I'm not on any radio station.
Well, you are right now.
Well, I'm calling in because I like you guys and I listen to you. And I'm trying to bring a little truth. As we've been programmed through all this BS that's out there, we revert right back to the
So
same,
he talks about,
argument.
Okay, so Brian,
he
you're talking about, here.
Tongue.
So Brian starts talking about the Lord and how we're supposed to use his name, and then he says all this BS. Is this called straining at the gnat or swallowing the camel or what? And by the way, is this Hebrew or do we speak English? I'm just curious.
The English.
Wow. Dude, that's weird.
Words are carriers. They're gonna
I understand.
Carry a meaning.
That's weird. I think everybody gets it. And by the way, the Spirit bears witness.
Mm-hmm.
To the name.
That's right.
And I'm cool with that. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio. I was going to give you an analogy. We'll get it next time. Sorry about the other callers. You're going to have to wait until tomorrow. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. See ya. See ya. First down, 318.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.